We are often met with challenges that test our mettle. One such challenge is disrespect. It comes in various forms, from subtle snubs to outright insults. Yet how we respond to these acts of disrespect defines our character and ultimately shapes the course of our lives. In the realm of philosophy, the Stoics offer us a treasure trove of wisdom that can empower us to confront disrespect with grace and resilience. Stoicism, a school of thought that emerged in ancient Greece and Rome, teaches us to remain steadfast in the face of adversity, to accept the things we cannot change, and to focus on our inner virtues rather than external circumstances. The Stoic philosophy is an invaluable guide for anyone seeking to handle disrespect with wisdom and strength. In this video, we will explore 10 Stoic lessons that will help you navigate the rough waters of disrespect and emerge as a more resilient, composed, and enlightened individual. Lesson 1. The nature of disrespect. When someone disrespects us, it is not the actions themselves that directly disturb our peace of mind. Rather, it is our perception of these actions and the judgments we pass on them that cause us distress. In a world where rudeness, incivility, and disrespect can be all too prevalent, the Stoics encourage us to internalize this fundamental truth. By doing so, we can shift our focus from the external world to our own minds, where we can exert our greatest influence. This realization is empowering. It underscores that we have the capacity to control our reactions and choose not to be disturbed by the actions of others. Stoicism invites us to take a step back and examine our own responses to disrespect, which are often immediate and instinctive. Rather than letting our emotions spiral out of control, we can pause and reflect on how we perceive the actions of others. Are we allowing someone else's rudeness to dictate our emotional state? Are we granting them the power to influence our inner serenity? In Stoicism, the role of judgment is crucial. The philosophy teaches us to evaluate our judgments critically and with discernment. When someone acts disrespectfully toward us, we are encouraged to question the validity of our judgments about that action. Are we jumping to conclusions? Are we interpreting their behavior in the worst possible light, assuming malicious intent when there might be none? By examining our judgments, we can uncover the biases and preconceptions that color our perceptions. This process enables us to detach ourselves from the knee-jerk reactions that often accompany disrespect. It encourages us to adopt a more rational and measured approach to the actions of others, understanding that people have their own motivations and reasons for their behavior. The Stoic lesson is clear. It is not the act of disrespect that disturbs us, but our interpretation of that act. Stoicism, at its core, is about self-mastery and inner strength. When we recognize that disrespect is a product of our own judgments, we open the door to a profound shift in our responses. We can choose to respond to disrespect with a calm and collected demeanor, rather than allowing anger, frustration, or hurt to dictate our actions. Epictetus encourages us to recognize the choice we have in every situation, especially when it comes to handling disrespect. By understanding that we are not passive victims of external events, but active participants in the shaping of our own emotional responses, we gain a sense of agency and control over our lives. Stoicism liberates us from the grip of external circumstances, including disrespect. It liberates us from the exhausting cycle of reacting to every perceived slight, insult, or unkind word. When we internalize the wisdom of Stoicism's first lesson, we realize that the power to dictate our emotional state rests within us. This shift in perspective can be transformative. It frees us from the tyranny of others' actions and enables us to cultivate a sense of inner tranquility that remains unshaken by external forces. Stoicism invites us to aspire to a state of mind where we are no longer at the mercy of the disrespectful actions of others. To embody the first Stoic lesson in our daily lives, we must embrace the practice of Stoicism. This means actively applying the philosophy's principles to the challenges we encounter. When faced with disrespect, we can remind ourselves of the Stoic mantra: "Men are disturbed not by things, but by the views which they take of them." We can pause, reflect, and consciously choose our interpretation and response. This practice is not a simple one. It requires mindfulness, discipline, and perseverance. It calls for the cultivation of self-awareness and a commitment to ongoing self-improvement. The Stoic journey is not about achieving perfection, but about striving to become better, more resilient individuals. The wisdom of Stoicism, particularly its first lesson on the nature of disrespect, remains highly relevant in our modern world. In an age marked by increased polarization, rampant incivility, and a barrage of online negativity, the ability to handle disrespect with composure and wisdom is a skill that can significantly enhance our well-being. By understanding that we hold the power to shape our own emotional responses, we equip ourselves with a potent tool for navigating the complexities of human relationships. Stoicism teaches us that while we may not control the actions of others, we do have agency over our reactions to those actions. Lesson 2. The Serenity Prayer. Disrespect, a common facet of human interaction, can be a particularly challenging hurdle to navigate. Stoicism, a philosophy that dates back to ancient Greece and Rome, provides invaluable insights and practical wisdom to help individuals confront and overcome such challenges. Lesson 2 in this series delves into the profound wisdom encapsulated in the Serenity Prayer, which is well known in recovery circles and beautifully aligns with the principles of Stoicism. This lesson explores the Stoic perspective on acceptance, courage, and wisdom in the context of handling disrespect and provides a deeper understanding of how these teachings can be applied to our daily lives. The Serenity Prayer, often recited in recovery circles, has a universal appeal due to its simplicity and timeless wisdom. It goes as follows. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. While it might seem a prayer directed towards divine intervention, it actually encapsulates key Stoic principles that guide us in handling disrespect. We are encouraged to embrace a profound truth: the fact that we have limited control over external events and other people's actions and opinions. Disrespect, essentially a reflection of someone else's behavior or attitude, falls within this sphere of things beyond our control. Stoicism advocates that we must recognize the boundaries of our influence and learn to accept these external factors with serenity. This acceptance isn't resignation or defeat. It is a conscious choice to conserve our mental and emotional energy for the things we can influence. The first part of the Serenity Prayer implores us to seek serenity to accept the things we cannot change. In the Stoic context, this translates to acknowledging the inevitability of external events and the behavior of others. When confronted with disrespect, it's vital to internalize the Stoic notion that we cannot dictate how others behave or the opinions they hold. This doesn't mean we should passively endure disrespect or allow it to affect us. Instead, it calls for the serenity to accept the situation without succumbing to anger, frustration, or emotional turmoil. The Stoics believe that these negative emotions only harm ourselves and do not influence the disrespectful party positively. In essence, Stoicism encourages us to cultivate a mental and emotional resilience that helps us face disrespect with equanimity, separating the actions of others from our inner peace. The second part of the Serenity Prayer invites us to find the courage to change the things we can. In the realm of Stoicism, this entails recognizing the elements within our sphere of influence and actively working to improve them. Having the courage to change what is changeable means focusing on our own reactions and responses. While we cannot control how others behave, we can control our own actions and choices. Stoicism emphasizes that we should have the courage to adhere to our principles and values in the face of disrespect. This courage is not confrontational or aggressive. It is a principled stand that upholds our integrity and self-respect. In essence, courage, as advocated by Stoicism, empowers us to choose our response to disrespect consciously. We can choose not to stoop to the level of disrespectful behavior, opting instead for a dignified and respectful response. By exercising courage in this manner, we not only maintain our integrity, but also demonstrate the stoic principle of living in accordance with our own values, regardless of external circumstances. When dealing with disrespect, wisdom guides us to make the right choices. It helps us discern when it's appropriate to take action and when it's wiser to accept the situation with serenity. Wisdom, in the Stoic sense, involves a deep understanding of the transitory nature of human emotions and the realization that anger or indignation in response to disrespect often serves no productive purpose. Wisdom encourages us to see disrespect as an opportunity for personal growth and self-improvement. Instead of dwelling on the negative emotions stirred by disrespectful behavior, Stoicism suggests that we channel our energy into becoming better individuals, more resilient, and composed in the face of adversity. When confronted with disrespect, the Stoic approach encourages us to maintain our emotional equilibrium. Instead of reacting with anger or frustration, we can choose serenity and emotional control. This not only preserves our inner peace, but also prevents us from being drawn into unnecessary conflicts. Stoicism teaches us that our reactions to disrespect can often escalate a situation. By choosing a dignified and composed response, we have a better chance of preserving relationships and fostering a more respectful environment. Disrespect, when viewed through a Stoic lens, becomes an opportunity for personal growth. It challenges us to practice the principles of acceptance, courage, and wisdom, enabling us to become more resilient and self-aware individuals. Choosing a Stoic response to disrespect can set an example for others. When we respond with serenity and courage, we inspire those around us to follow suit, promoting a more respectful and harmonious community. Stoicism helps us redefine success in our interactions with others. Instead of measuring success by the behavior of others, we can measure it by our own ability to maintain composure and adhere to our principles. Lesson 3. Develop emotional resilience. The Stoic lesson of emotional resilience is a cornerstone of their philosophy. To handle disrespect effectively, one must develop a thick emotional skin that remains unscathed by the barbs of others. Marcus Aurelius, one of the most famous Stoic philosophers and the Roman emperor, said, "If you are distressed by anything external, the pain is not due to the thing itself, but to your estimate of it. And this you have the power to revoke at any moment." This Stoic teaching encourages us to separate our emotions from external events. When someone disrespects us, it is our emotional response that matters most. We must practice emotional resilience by understanding that the disrespectful actions of others do not define our worth, and they do not have the power to disrupt our inner peace unless we allow them to. Lesson 4. Focus on virtue. The Stoic view of life revolves around the pursuit of virtue, not material gain or the approval of others. In the face of disrespect, Stoicism teaches us to concentrate on our own moral character and ethical principles. Epictetus advises, "What then is to be done? To make the best of what is in our power, and take the rest as it occurs." By focusing on virtue, we divert our attention from external judgments and opinions to the inner qualities that truly matter. When someone disrespects us, it is an opportunity to strengthen our commitment to virtue, showing us that our worth is not determined by the opinions of others, but by the consistency of our actions with our moral principles. Lesson 5. Reframe your perspective. The Stoics believe that our minds are the battleground of life, where the real victories and defeats occur. To handle disrespect effectively, we must learn to reframe our perspective. Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, wrote, "The universe is transformation. Life is opinion." This Stoic insight reminds us that our perception of events can be transformed. When we experience disrespect, we can choose to view it as an opportunity for personal growth and self-improvement. By shifting our perspective, we can disarm the power that disrespect holds over us and turn it into a tool for our own self-betterment. Lesson 6. Practice self-reflection. Self-reflection is a fundamental Stoic practice that helps us understand our own emotions and reactions. In the context of handling disrespect, self-reflection allows us to discern the root causes of our emotional responses and identify areas for personal growth. Seneca, another prominent Stoic philosopher, remarked, "Set yourself a limit which you could not even desire to pass, should you have the power." This wise counsel encourages us to set a limit on how much disrespect can affect us. Through self-reflection, we can establish a threshold beyond which disrespect loses its power to disturb our inner peace. Lesson 7. The dichotomy of control. One of the central tenets of Stoicism is the dichotomy of control, which distinguishes between things that are within our control and things that are not. Epictetus, a former slave who became a Stoic teacher, taught that we should concern ourselves only with what is within our control and disregard the rest. When someone disrespects us, their actions fall outside our control. We cannot dictate how they behave or think. However, our response is entirely within our control. This powerful lesson enables us to focus our energy and attention on our own reactions and decisions, rather than being consumed by the actions of others. Lesson 8. Accept impermanence. The Stoics emphasized the transient nature of all things, including life itself. This lesson is particularly relevant when handling disrespect. Seneca wrote, "A gem cannot be polished without friction, nor a man perfected without trials." Disrespect is one of life's trials, a fleeting moment that should not define our entire existence. It is essential to accept the impermanence of such experiences. By doing so, we can navigate through them with equanimity, knowing that they are but temporary blips on the radar of our lives. Lesson 9. Respond with kindness. Stoicism teaches us to respond to disrespect with kindness and empathy. Rather than retaliating with anger or resentment, we can choose to extend understanding and compassion to those who disrespect us. As Marcus Aurelius advised, "When you wake up in the morning, tell yourself, the people I deal with today will be meddling, ungrateful, arrogant, dishonest, jealous, and surly. They are like this because they can't tell good from evil." By recognizing that the disrespect others display often stems from their own inner turmoil and ignorance, we can respond in a way that not only preserves our own peace, but also offers a chance for them to learn and grow. Lesson 10. Maintain inner freedom. The final Stoic lesson in handling disrespect is to maintain inner freedom. This means that, regardless of external circumstances or the actions of others, we can maintain autonomy over our thoughts, emotions, and decisions. Epictetus summarized this beautifully. "There is only one way to happiness, and that is to cease worrying about things which are beyond the power of our will." When we encounter disrespect, we must remind ourselves of our inner freedom. No one can take it from us unless we willingly relinquish it. By practicing Stoic principles, we can remain masters of our own minds and continue to live with dignity, integrity, and resilience. In a world where disrespect can be a daily occurrence, Stoicism provides us with a powerful and time-tested philosophy for maintaining our peace and composure. These 10 Stoic lessons offer a comprehensive guide to navigate the challenges of disrespect with grace and wisdom. By internalizing these principles and practicing them in our daily lives, we can transform moments of disrespect into opportunities for personal growth and moral strength. Stoicism reminds us that our happiness and well-being are not contingent upon the actions of others, but are the result of our own choices and responses. In the words of the Stoic philosopher Epictetus, "He is a wise man who does not grieve for the things which he has not, but rejoices for those which he has." So let us rejoice in the Stoic wisdom we have at our disposal, embracing these lessons to handle disrespect with grace and resilience, and to lead lives of virtue and inner peace. The path is challenging, but the rewards are immeasurable.